Book 3, Stranger Danger, written by Glenn McDougall. Amy loved classical music. She loved the music of Beethoven most of all.
Did you know that Beethoven almost couldn't hear for the last 9 years of his life?
Amy said at lunch.
And he was in love with somebody who was already married.
Oh, really? That's interesting, I guess, Amy,
said Ben.
Hey, guys, has anybody seen Icon, that new 3D movie?
And I got this new game called Inky Pinky,
said Jay.
I've watched that TV show since it started. It's so cool,
said Kat. As her friends talked about movies, games, and TV, Amy stopped listening. It was all they seemed to be interested in.
I love my friends, but I guess they're just not into classical music,
she thought.
I have the same problem,
said Lucy.
I love Latin music, but nobody I know is interested. But I found something that helps. Check out the Globe Music Club website. There are lots of great forums for all kinds of music.
Amy went online as soon as she got home. She forgot all about her father's rules for using the internet.
What are you doing, Amy?
Said her dad when he got home.
Oh, hi, Dad,
said Amy.
Sorry, I forgot what you said. There's this website for people who are into classical music. I want to join. It's free.
Okay, but let me check the site first,
said her dad. He took a good look at it.
It looks fine, Amy. You can join, but remember the golden rule. No real names and addresses, okay?
Sure, Dad. I promise,
said Amy. Amy joined the website using the screen name Anthony. She watched other people chatting at first. She wasn't brave enough to join in yet. There was somebody called Ludwig Van who wrote almost every day. He, or she, knew a lot about Beethoven.
I've been visiting the Beethoven Forum,
Amy told Lucy.
I think Ludwig Van is a boy about our age. He's very smart and so funny.
The next week, Amy started joining in the chat. It was such fun to talk with people who shared her interest. She especially liked chatting with Ludwig Van.
Hi, Anthony. You're back again.
Hi. Yes, I love this group.
What's your instrument?
My voice, but I play the piano too.
You sing and play? Lucky you. I'd love to be able to sing, but I have a terrible singing voice.
Do you play any instruments?
Mainly the piano, but I can play the guitar too.
Guitar! It's my second favorite instrument.
Amy started looking forward to chatting online more than anything. She rushed home from school, did her chores and homework quickly, and then logged on.
Hey, Anthony, did you ever see Carl Stahl play Beethoven?
Yes, I saw him 2 months ago.
2 months? You're kidding. That was in Madison City. I was there.
You were there? Wasn't he awesome?
Totally. So, you live near Madison, right?
Yes.
Amy stopped for a minute.
Oh no, why did I say that?
She thought.
Now Ludwig Van knows what area I live in.
Hey, I'm moving closer to Madison City this week. We should get together sometime.
Don't know. We'll see.
Okay, catch you later.
That week, Amy was busy and she didn't have time to chat. When she logged on again, Ludwig Van was there, as usual.
I'm going to be in Madison on Saturday. Please come and meet me.
I can't. My dad would kill me.
I'll wait in front of the big music store on Sheridan at noon. I'll wear a black t-shirt and a red cap.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
I'll be waiting for you. Catch you later.
Amy thought about Ludwig van a lot. She really wanted to meet him, but she was scared, and she didn't want to get in trouble with her dad. She decided to talk to Kat.
I want to go to meet Ludwig van on Saturday,
Amy told Kat.
No way,
said Kat.
You don't know who this Ludwig is. You don't even know how old he is. He could be 90 years old. He could be a very bad person. You can't go.
Kat, I've been chatting with him for months. I know by now if he was a bad person. He's nice. Can you come with me, please? Nothing can happen if we both go,
said Amy.
I'm going shopping with Mom on Saturday, so I can't. Don't do it, Amy,
said Kat.
I'm going to call you on Saturday. If you don't answer, I'll call your parents.
I thought you were my best friend,
said Amy angrily.
This is important to me. Stop acting like my parents.
She walked off.
Amy, wait!
Shouted Kat. On Saturday morning, Amy got up early.
I'm gonna meet Kat now, Mom,
she called as she left the house. She felt bad about lying to her mom. As she walked to the bus stop, she heard her dad's voice in her head.
Never give personal information and never arrange to meet somebody.
Then, in her head, she heard Mrs. Roberts, the school librarian, telling the class.
You can never be sure about anybody you talk to on the internet. Always be careful.
Amy felt even worse. A bus came, but she didn't get on it.
I'll take the next one,
she thought. She felt worst of all about yelling at her best friend. Another bus came, then her cell phone rang. It was Kat.
Hi, Amy,
said Kat.
Where are you?
I'm at the bus stop on West Avenue. Where are you?
Asked Amy.
I'm in the car with my mom. We're 2 minutes away. Do you want to come shopping with us?
Yes, yes, please. I'm so sorry, Kat,
said Amy. Kat's mom stopped at the bus stop. Amy got in the car. On Monday, Amy was walking past the music room. She heard somebody playing the piano.
That's Beethoven. Who's playing?
She thought. She went quietly into the music room. A very cute boy wearing a black t-shirt was playing. Suddenly, he stopped.
Ugh!
He said to himself.
I always miss that note. Oh, hi.
Hi,
said Amy shyly.
I'm Alex. I'm waiting to see Miss Carter about the music program. I might be coming to school here after the vacation,
said the boy.
Hi, Alex. I'm Amy. You play very well,
she said.
Not really, but thanks anyway, Amy,
he said.
Well, I'll see you later,
said Amy.
Okay, Amy. Catch you later.